Well, that's a good example. Voyager, been going for 30 years, billions of miles away from us, and transmits way less than a watt.
To 20 watts, or, you know, power's been going down over the years. It's funny, you mentioned something about Cuba. The only stations I've ever heard from Cuba, oddly enough, this is when I was in the New York area. I don't know if you've ever heard any of the number stations. There's one that's very close to being on the frequency of Radio Havana, 7.149 something, who knows. But I don't know how much power is behind them. It sounds like probably quite a lot, because I think they use the same stations.
Well, the ones I was talking about, we were running PSK at the time. And you look for, you when you see on the waterfall, most everybody stays within their boundary, their borders on the waterfall. But every now and then you would see one that comes out, and they would be like four times the width of every other signal, every other PSK signal out there on the waterfall, like four times wider. And then ripples going out, like 6 to 8 to 10 times wider. You knew who that was if you could decode them, because they were so splattered, sometimes you couldn't even decode them. But if you could decode them, they all came from the same place.
Well, I'm going to jump out of here. Gentlemen, y'all carry on, and the penny is in the garage, or the barn, and I'm going to go inside. 73s to all, KB4CBA.
I doubled with you there for a little bit, David. Who won, Glenn?
Oh, I didn't know that you doubled. I just, but, you still there, Dave? KB4CBA?
Yeah, I keyed up right after I heard Dave, unkey, so he may have thought I doubled with him, but I don't think we did.
Okay, I thought we were, because I thought you were in the middle of a sentence. All right, fair enough.
And 73.
All right, have a good one. Take care.
Here, Dave. Yeah, what I was saying, that's the other thing about power. At some point, you boost the power to where you splatter across the, like the old CB, the old CB people, the CBers who run on channel 2, they're on channel 14, 15, and 16 at the same time, you know, that sort of thing. And they're over-modulating. Oh, well, it sounds better when you turn up the modulation. Modulation is not a linear function. You know, 100% modulation is actually bad, because now you're splattering into three other channels.
W4DJW. It's like with model airplanes as well. When you're flying those, we fly with less than a watt constantly. Always, you know, sometimes 20, 25 milliwatts, a whole lot less than a watt. And we can fly 100 airplanes at the same time in the same place because we're not splattering the band. All right? Different, each radio can find a place to transmit in, and it's not getting splatter from the other ones. If one person came out there and transmitted 20 watts, he'd wipe out the other 99 people. They wouldn't be able to fly at all. Right, that one person would be. So there's another situation where high power is bad news.
Yeah, that's another possible scenario. But yeah, that's why the citizens band never especially interested me, because even back then it was a waste. Yeah, let's see if I could be on four channels at the same time. You know. Channel, let's say, 22, and the two channels on either side. So, people talking over each other, you know, people, this one person is hogging the whole channel, no one else can get in. Is Citizens Band, it's still around. I mean, who really is even still out there? I might have a CB radio I could put in this car, and a little 3 or 4 foot fiberglass antenna. But who am I going to talk to except the occasional truck driver?
W4DJW, that's what I was going to say, is there's still, the truckers still use them a lot. And when I was on the road a lot, I had a scanner for that had CB frequencies in it. And that was handy. If you got blocked, I mean, you had to put a filter on it so filter out all the foul mouth, because there was a lot of that. But once you filtered that out, you could at least tell what was going on. If you're going to be sitting there for 20 minutes or 2 hours, if it's time to take the next exit or wait it out.
Able to hear channel, channel 19. At least be able to monitor it. If not, although, you know, it's also when you're driving through an unfamiliar area and you don't know what services are available or where they are. Like the time Deborah and I were driving through Central Florida on the Florida Turnpike, you know, we had, I don't know what it was, some moderately catastrophic failure. So we're sitting there, we managed to pull off to the side of the shoulder, and obviously not knowing the area, the easiest thing to do is just to get on channel 19 and say, does anyone know who can tow us and who can repair this and whatever? And within a minute or two, I had at least a phone number I could call. Or maybe somebody actually managed to intercept that and actually came out there. Oh, yeah, I called Jim Bob, and he said he'll come out there. And you know, I walked down the road, and I, with my hand held, and I said, I'm at mile marker. Let me get closer. Okay, yeah, mile marker 100. So, in that case, it's useful, too.
W4DJW, just leaving a little space in case Patrick came back on or somebody else wanted to talk. But, you know, I was thinking about that while you were saying that. There's also, nowadays, I mean, everybody's got cell towers everywhere. Everybody has cell connectivity. So Waze, it's something that replaced the radar detector. It's for dropping pins for where policemen are, so everybody could see, hey, there's a cop right here, or there's an accident right here, or there's debris in the road right here. We were, last time my wife and I went over to North Carolina, over to Raleigh, she said, what was that? Something popped up on the screen and went back away because my phone was being displayed on the car's dash. And I said, that's debris on the road up in front of us. And she said, how do you know there's debris on the road up in front of us? I said, because it just told us there was. How did it know? And I said, because somebody dropped the pin where it was on Waze. And so sure enough, you know, not 2 miles down the road there was that piece of debris that person dropped that pin for. And she was just amazed. All right, you can do the same thing. So CBers and what's going on, the road starts turning red now, long before you get to where the traffic jam is. And Waze will, if it knows where you want to go, it'll ask you and say, you know, that's congested. You want me to guide you around it? And if you say yes, it'll give you a path before you get stuck. So there are replacements for CB radios now, W4DJW.
Yeah, but not at that time. Early 2000s, let's say 2004, 2005, who remembers, or 2002. So, yeah, that's, nowadays I guess you would just, pick up your smartphone and say, hey Siri, call the nearest repair shop. And based on your location and, you know, it would find any nearby repair and towing facilities. But, you know, you didn't have that. I'm going back more than 15 years. So, yeah, I guess you're less useful.
I guess Patrick is still with a customer. Or he made it home already. What time? No, it's 3:03. He wouldn't be home by now.
Have 3:04 or 3:03. Whichever clock you want to believe. Yeah, I was supposed to go. I had things to do later, but I'm probably done for today as well.
There's a downside of having having your push to talk button on your computer screen. I had a window that went away on another desktop, and I had to go over there and start that window back up again. And that's not the same desktop where my push this talk button is. So I have to switch desktops to come back and push the talk. The downside of technology.
Is it a computer or a radio? I don't know. It's rapidly becoming both. eventually standalone radios may go away. It'll be some software-defined radio board that plugs into your computer somehow. Actually, we sort of already have that, don't we?
Sort of already do. That is correct. Eventually, it will be a bulge in the transmission line. That is, the transmitter and the receiver. Right? It's not going to be some big bulky thing on a desk. It's going to be a tablet that connects to an amplifier, and going to the amplifier is just a bulge in the transmission line. Everything is so small with SDR. They got them now, those RF dongles on the receive side. It's just the coax gets a little thicker before it goes into the computer, and then you can receive everything, your dashboard and everything right there. It's wonderful. Unless you like buttons and knobs and switches, and they've even, what Flex Radio is, Flex, they understand that some people just can't get away from buttons and knobs, so they just put an interface on, a hardware interface on the software. And they just put potentiometers and on-off switches and stuff like that, and a LCD to make it look like it's a hardware radio instead of a software radio. And they're getting away with it. It's working for them.
This is this old-timey-looking radio dial. You can take your mouse and pretend to twiddle the buttons, which, yeah, I guess some people might prefer. Or, for that matter, you could actually build a hardware interface. You know, just as easily. You could build a little box with potentiometers and switches on it and have that be the interface to your software-defined radio. But, yeah, so I guess radio sets are going away, and we'll just have one box connected to a laptop, which pretty much does everything.
That's it. That's exactly what they did. It's masquerading as a hardware radio. It's a box with buttons and knobs and switches on it and meters. And you can put your hand on the knob and rotate the knob with your hand. You don't have to use a mouse at all. But it's doing the same thing that you would be doing if you were using the mouse. In the end, it's the potentiometer's sliding it left or right or up or down and clicking the button for you. It's just software behaving like hardware. But hardware behaving like software. Either way, it depends on which way you look at it, left to right or right to left. Anyway, Glenn, I got to hop out. I've been up here for a long time. Got to get downstairs. KD2BNG, W4DJW.
WKD2BNG. All right, well, whatever I was supposed to get done later today, it's probably getting too late. So, too early to make dinner. So I guess I'll just find something to do, and I'll bid you good day. You take care, 73s.
You too, W4DJW, clear.